I awoke to yelling, which, I've got to say, isn't the best way to wake up. Effective, but not the best.
I don't know how to help you. I'm pulling as fast as I can,
Mason bellowed over the screams. Then it dawned on me. The yelling was coming from my mouth, and the screams of agony belonged to me. 1,000 miniature knives felt like they were being pressed into my body all over, ripping and slicing through laughably thin epidermis that shredded like tissue and left my guts exposed. When I opened my eyes, I wasn't bleeding at all. There were no knives, only the feel of them. We were in Ezra's SUV, and I was laid out in the back seat, stretched across Vaughn and Mason's laps. I couldn't stop screaming. It came out of me unbidden in response to the torment I could feel moving through my bones. It felt like tiny, jagged balls of glass that damaged and mutilated as they slid through me like a pinball machine.
We have to bliss her out,
Mason bellowed through the car in a volume that felt like it pierced my eardrums.
No,
Danny called from the driver's seat, turning too sharp and making the guys grip the car doors.
You do that and we won't know when all the life souls are cleared. After they're gone, she might need medical attention, and we won't be able to ask what's still broken. Keep her on the edge, but don't bliss her out. Damn this traffic! It's all going toward Ezra's.
Her house, then, Vaughn suggested. Turn round and head there. There's nothing slowing down the cars going the other way. Danny barely heard Vaughn over my screaming, but he obeyed. Movement was slowly coming back to my limbs, but it only gave them license to thrash around to rid my body of the serrated, freezing fire that tortured my insides. I kicked Mason without meaning to, not even able to apologize properly. He banded his arms around my legs while Vaughn hugged my upper half to pin my flailing arms to my sides. I howled in pain at the simple touch that pressed the knives further into my bones, but was unable to communicate actual words. Finn was white as he watched me from the front passenger seat. He turned in horror to see every detail of the depths of what too much reaping did to an omen. We both got a solid education that day. Danny drove toward my house at breakneck speed while my body acted like it was being burned by an invisible fire. I twisted as I screamed, too beside myself with pain to even let loose a single tear. Mason and Vaughn kept up a steady stream of pulling, pausing only to shout up to the front seat how selfish and stupid Danny and Finn had been to let me run off and reap till I dropped. It was a long drive to my house, and a half an hour in, my incoherent screams had dulled to a hoarse, "Make it stop! Make it stop!" I'd been in a fair few fights that had gotten out of hand and left enough bruising to make things sore the next morning, but this was active torture from the inside. The more the guys pulled, the more lucid I became. I was caught in this space between being given back brain function, which was good, but the only thing my brain wanted to do was shut down to short-circuit the pain. All I could feel was a bucket full of agony, and I had too much of it for one person to take. Danny drove too fast, but I didn't care. I wanted to go home, for surely if I was in my house, it wouldn't feel like this. The simple act of walking through the door would take away the things I couldn't control and give me back skin that wasn't being grated by invisible saw-toothed knives.
Danny, I have to eat something soon. I don't think I can make it to her house. I've never pulled this much at once before, and it's...
Vaughn had a note of panic to him. He started tensing and squirming beneath me, throwing his head back to bang it against the seat.
I need food now, or I won't be able to resist her blood. I can smell it.
Is she cut or something?
No, but her blood's heating up, and it's all... I need food now. I need blood.
Stop pulling from her until I can exit at the next fast food place. Danny squinted as he watched the signs on the side of the freeway.
There. Okay, hold on just another few minutes.
I heard a handful of emergency vehicles going the other way. My stomach sank when I realized they might be headed for the carnival we'd just left. Something big had happened, though I couldn't guess what. Vaughn was breathing through his teeth, hissing and trying not to look at me as he took his hands off my torso and started clawing at the roof of my car.
I'm sorry, I can't control it. Her blood, Danny. I remember how it tastes. I can't stop myself. Pull over now, I'm going to bite her. Let me find an animal or something.